This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Steve Woodbury. He is the founder and director of the Minds In Method, providing personal and group-based mind and high-performance well-being programs. And Dr. Woodbury, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Eric.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, I understand you've built a powerful brand in the industry. Tell us about how you created Minds In Method. Let's start there.
Well, the Minds In Method, it came, well, literally by accident. So it's basically a distillation of what I've learned from decades of pain relief and recovery. And this came first from my own recovery after accident caused extreme sort of pain and chronic pain. But also secondly, I pretty much just spent a life researching what it was that I did to remove pain and enhance healing recovery, which came after the failure of years of mainstream medical treatments. But from that research, this led to clinical work where I was kind of helping people remove pain and recovering, and then led into coaching work where I was working more with people who wanted to excel in any area of their life, whether it be personal, sort of academics or sports or business areas. And ultimately, the Minds In Method is kind of a natural progression of the clinical and the coaching work. And basically, I've effectively shortcut a lifetime of information and experience that helps remove pain. And that includes both emotional and physical pain. But the curious thing was that I found that what removes pain also enhances performance. And so the Minds In Method really is designed to help accelerate people's own results and abilities in life. And the whole idea is basically to master your mind so you master the body and so you can master your life.
Thanks for sharing some of the background details on that. And I can certainly understand after hearing some of those details why you did create the Minds In Method for sure. Tell us briefly a little bit about what is the Minds In Method. Get into that further. Talk to us about that.
Well, the method, it's a program, it's a means of helping people build abilities to control their mind and subsequently their feelings. So we help clients with mastery over themselves, and rather than being at the mercy of feelings, emotions, and kind of external events. So basically, I gained my PhD from researching the pain-altered mind-body connection, and I found there's a wealth of forgotten interventions that can help people, which are deliberately excluded and currently being written out. But basically, the Minds In Method draws from the best bits of Eastern and Western medicine, psychological, neuroscientific, and ancient mind-body trainings, like with warriors, gestural artists, and healers. And the aim is to basically guide people to align their unconscious processes so they can deliver conscious goals and desires. And so we do this with techniques shown to help people deliberately create enhanced consciousness, like being in the zone and the flow state. And the idea is to make flow basically as a habit. And this is a state that many problems are reframed and removed, while also adding creativity and intuitive side for people. And this heightened state allows a better client influences. It allows greater leadership and charismatic abilities, and also creates new opportunities. So we help people bring out the best in themselves and their teams, which can help in all manner of situations. But this also includes recovery from burnout, from grief, divorce, and redundancies, that kind of thing. But it can also help people go from strength to strength. So it doesn't really matter how elite you are, you can always go to the next level of being, well, more elite. So the program can be divided into uniquely tailored workshops and trainings, but because I still enjoy the one-on-one interactions, I continue with treatments and coaching as well. So it's available to individuals and groups in person, but also now online.
Now, I'm sure there are myths about your profession. What is a common myth about your profession or field of expertise? I'm sure listeners would be curious to hear what some of those are.
That's fine, mate. I believe like the fundamental element in healing and pain removal, or any other pursuit for that matter, is just mobilizing people's agency. But currently in the mental health and many areas of medicine actually are being weaponized to kind of steal people's agency, which limits people's ability to heal themselves. So a common myth that's prevalent is that all diagnoses are facts. And like with my own diagnosis, I was told I'll be in a wheelchair within 2 years, but I learned that, you know, well, it wasn't necessarily a fact, it was more an opinion. But I see this crop up constantly in my clinical work. And so the medicalization, the mind-body connections, diagnosis and mental illness and life challenges, they're often framed as a lifelong flaw in the person. Whereas in real life, a lot of the clients I see are simply struggling with what's kind of a combination of situations that they're not prepared for, or simply just haven't learned how to deal with it. So it's more situations rather than just something inherent in them. But knowing this difference between fact and opinion can be extremely empowering, because it opens up possibilities that people would otherwise kind of shut down if they believe what they've been told is actually a foregone conclusion. So I guess what I've learned is that basically when you take something on as a belief, it becomes a command for your unconscious to deliver. And this is particularly likely when someone you trust or hold in high self-esteem, like, you know, prestige position people like friends or teachers or elders, GPs or specialists, if they say something and you're more likely to believe it as a fact. And when you believe something as a fact, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a bit like a hypnotic command. So, and this is the key target for the Mind Zen method. But again, like diagnoses aren't always facts. Sometimes they're just opinions.
Quite interesting, I got to tell you, and I really appreciate the feedback and definitely some takeaways already from that response today. We're speaking with Dr. Steve Woodbury, the founder and director of the Mind Zen Method, providing personal and group-based mind and high-performance well-being programs here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us also, what is the biggest challenge that you're facing in your role or business right now, and how are you tackling that challenge? Again, I'm sure listeners could learn something from your current situation in that regard.
Yeah, it's kind of an ongoing process, but I guess the biggest challenges are really coming from two angles. So the first thing is the role itself, and the second is the business approach. So as far as the role goes, part of the problem is today we hear about everything more. Basically, we're constantly bombarded with information, and a big chunk of it's not good news. So more and more I'm helping people who are struggling with kind of an unprecedented overload. So, but the dilemma is basically twofold, because on one hand, you got the diagnosis and mental illness framework is bringing people's feelings to mind more than before, and developing mental illness is now somewhat expected, but so is the delivery of a constant stream of information through your own kind of handheld propaganda machines for the phone and the computers, which allows the world basically to be telegraphed constantly into your mind. And we've got this constant information kind of falling on us, and it's often without context. So that adds to the pressure and feeling of being overloaded. So basically people are feeling more overwhelmed and lost, but nothing really works when you're in that state, because creativity doesn't work, recovery, sleep, digestion, energy, motivation, and basically just the overall health tends to decline. But with the business side of it, one of the biggest challenges I faced was how to work out how to turn what's an experiential, kind of personal, intuitive approach to working with people, where kind of energy is felt, and deliver that through an online digital world without losing any of the face-to-face potency. And that's taken a bit of hard work, actually, but fortunately, we've come through the other side, and pleased that Mind Zen Method's been enhanced for digital delivery. So we can, and it still provides a comprehensive, powerful, and immersive experience for people.
Again, we really appreciate your feedback there, and this can apply to other industries as well, so some good stuff right there. Tell us also, what is the most important lesson that you've learned over your career? I'd like to hear your response to that as well.
Well, there's kind of a few things, but I guess the most important lesson is to do with persistence, because when I had my accident and the misdiagnosis for many years, when my leg started working more, I met a samurai lady who accompanied me to my visits to Japan when I first started being able to travel. And here I learned firsthand in temples that weren't open to the public about mindfulness. And that's the kind of the real version of true mindfulness, capital M mindfulness. And that's more of a way of life. And it's kind of procedurally opposite to the psychological mindfulness, which is more of a relaxation technique. But it was here that I really gained an appreciation of how true mind-body mastery works. And the thing I realized basically was that what I did naturally to stop my pain had fitted in totally with what these advanced Zen and samurai were doing. So from the moment I decided to not suicide really with the extreme pain years, that's the moment I could start doing something about my pain. So it was my body, my pain. So I basically own my pain, but this meant that I took the agency back instead of kind of outsourcing it to an industry that in reality is very limited when it comes to pain relief options. So I guess if we take these principles into business or a career point of view, the combination of agency and persistence can be enhanced with the right sort of mindset, but also with the right group of people around you. So I'd say that the best lesson is to persevere and find your group of people, like good people, who can help you excel. This may take the form of your colleagues or peers or even family, but it may also require a more specialized, selective person, like a coach or a mentor.
Good information there. I like that, and I do appreciate that. That is most helpful for sure. Now, here's an interesting question for you. What is one thing about your profession or field of expertise that almost no one agrees with you about?
Okay, it's a good question. It's kind of a big one, I guess. But, like, I guess one thing I've learned from my own recovery is that by controlling the mind, you control the body. Like, that is, you get your mind right, the body follows. But it's strangely the one thing that lots of people oppose me on. So if you think about it, like most of the biomedicine focuses on the bio or the body, the biology, but neuroscience also focuses on the bits you can see in the brain, but the brain's also the body. And psychology is also predominated on consciously focused behavioral measures. But my method, on the other hand, is based on the unconscious source of emotions rather than the conscious symptoms. And this framework, the source of change is in the mind, you know, not necessarily just the body. So this idea of controlling the mind, though, it's nothing new. It's just a bit out of fashion. But like healing, if you think about it, was once an art, and then it progressed to a philosophy, and now it's moved or evolved to a science. But this science is based on what can be seen in the body. But this only takes you so far, if you think about it, because the further you go into extreme pain or you try to move into excellence in the corporate or business world or elite sports, everything becomes a mind game. So by the time you're consciously aware of your thoughts or feelings, it's too late. As this output, like that's the result of the unconscious processes. So in that regard, I differ with how the mind and body work, which allows a different range of interventions. And like medicines or medications try and block a signal for a while. The talking therapies rely on talking, which is really a kind of a conscious abstraction. And there's any number of conscious pretends, denials, breathing techniques, and all sorts of attempts of accepting feelings in non-judgmental ways and the like. But either way, like generally we tend to focus on the conscious symptoms. So we try to get conscious means to make the changes. But this kind of runs counter to how the wisdoms of the ancient and traditional healers, as well as thousands of years of original forms of medicine work.
Well, no doubt you've debated your colleagues on this quite a bit, and I'm sure there's a lot more you could add, but certainly appreciate where you're coming from in those regards. Now, you mentioned coaching earlier. Who has been your most important professional mentor or coach?
Okay, well, I found it hard to get a good mentor or coach because they seem to be a bit like a good lawyer or an accountant, and you kind of only know how good they are often after it's too late. But intentionally finding the right coach or mentor can be a bit tricky. So just like people I work with in the coaching side of my business, I tend to find people who want kind of a no-nonsense, authentic kind of approach that's able to accelerate goal achievements. And it's even better if that brings unusual life assets into play for their benefits. But the whole game basically is to keep your focus, dare to achieve beyond your capabilities and comfort zones, while basically finding or working with someone that can help you excel. Essentially, it's a bit like mixing elements in a lab. You've got your trusting relationship, mutual respect, and an openness that helps accelerate your results, and basically just having someone truly in your corner. So currently I'm working with a fellow called John Michael from Image Group International, and I found John to be quite refreshing, actually, someone who I can relate to. He's got like an authenticity and who basically my unconscious is happy to work with.
Always great to have someone to turn to when it comes to a mentor or coach, and certainly appreciate your feedback in that regard. And I'm sure that's inspired others to turn to not only seek a mentor or coach, but if you already have one, to value that individual as well. I'm sure listeners would like to know where they could find more details on the Minds In Method online and how they could be in touch. Where's the best place to do so?
Well, we've got the website, which is mindsingroup.com. And, yeah, just an email if anyone wants to contact directly is steve@mindzengroup.com.
And as always, listeners, we'll leave those links within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Woodbury, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio. Much appreciated.
And my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Steve Woodbury, the founder and director of the Minds in Method, providing personal and group-based mind and high-performance well-being programs. And for all the details, simply visit mindzengroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24-7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.